Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination, 2007, English Language Paper 2, Listening and Integrated Skills. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer book or the data file until you are told to do so. Now write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of the question answer book. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1, 3, and 5. Close the question answer book when you have finished. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into 6 tasks. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in tasks 1, 2, and 3. For tasks 4, 5, and 6, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Open your question answer book. You should use a pencil for tasks 1, 2, and 3 of the paper. Task 1 is about to begin. Look at page 2 of your question answer book. Situation. You are Jackie Ho, a Secondary 5 student at Kowloon College. You are the president of the photography club. You are organizing your annual photography exhibition. You need to work with the other members of the photography club committee. You will have 6 tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the question answer book and on the recording and complete the tasks. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and on the recording. You will now have 2 minutes to study the question answer book in order to familiarize yourself with the situation in tasks 1, 2, and 3 before the recording begins. Task 1 is about to begin. Turn to page 3 of your question answer book. Task 1. You are in a meeting about the Photography Club's annual exhibition. You are discussing with David and Winnie, the secretary and treasurer of the club, where to put the local transport photographs on the wall. Listen to the conversation and complete the layout plan below by writing the letters of the photographs in the correct boxes on the plan. Cross out the photo that is not wanted. You have 15 seconds to look at the photographs and the plan.
Right, we're going to start with the transport photos. We need to think about where on the wall they'll go. Have you got the wall plan?
Yep.
So, you need the one for local transport. I've put the label at the top.
Found it.
Good. Any ideas then?
I think we should go from older to more modern transport. So, have older transport on the left side and more modern on the right.
That's a nice idea. So, which would you put first?
I think the picture of the Star Ferry crossing the harbour and the Peak Tram should go on the far left. Left of the pillar, I mean.
What pillar?
It's on the diagram. Here. You know, in the hall there are those big round columns which go from the floor to the ceiling.
I know what a pillar is. I just didn't see it on the plan.
OK. So which should go at the top?
Let's put going up on the Peak Tram at the top.
Right. So Star Ferry is going under this one.
What?
On the bottom, here. Left of the pillar.
Oh, yes.
OK. Oh, I forgot. We've got too many pictures here. We need to take one away.
Well, there are two photos of minibuses. Let's not use the one of the minibus on its own.
You mean we shouldn't use this one with just a minibus in it?
Yes.
OK, let's cross that out. Let's look at the three spaces on the right of the pillar, at the top.
I think the two buses should go in the middle of those three.
OK, so that's the buses there. Good. Now, what should we put on the left here?
How about the tram?
We've done that already.
No, that was the Peak Tram.
Yes, sorry. So, we're going to put this tram here.
Yes, that's right. On the other side of the pillar to the Peak Tram.
Good. What should we put on the side near the light switch?
The what?
The light switch. It's on the plan.
How about the picture of the crowded MTR?
OK. Right. What have we got left?
The picture of the escalator and the one of the cable car.
I think they'll look good together as the most modern forms of transport. They'll have to go at the bottom, here.
Yes. Let's put going up and up and up on the left and the one of the cable car on Lantau on the right.
Right. Going up and up and up here and the cable car photo to its right. This is going to look good.
Yes, I've got that. Thanks for your help.
That's the end of task one. Task two. The Photography Club Committee has had another meeting about the names of some of the photos for the exhibition. David is reporting to you on the phone what they have done. Listen to the telephone conversation. Make any necessary changes to the names already given and fill in the names that are missing. Cross out any photos that are not wanted. You have 15 seconds to look at the photographs.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, David. I hear you've made some changes to the names of some of the photos for the exhibition.
Yes, actually, some photos don't have any names anyway, and some of them aren't very good. Have you got the photocopies of the photos?
Yes.
Right. Starting with the ones without names, do you see the picture of the classroom?
Yes.
That's Mrs. Waters teaching 2B. We'd like to call it English with Mrs. Waters.
OK. English with Mrs. Waters. How do you spell Waters?
You should be able to spell her name. It's Water with an S at the end. Now, there's Tina's photo of her baby cousin and aunt and uncle. Can you find that?
Yes.
We've called that one A Happy Family.
A Happy Family. OK.
Now, the picture of those people walking in muddy water. We've decided to leave it out. We have too many photos like that, so can you just cross that one out?
Right. OK, I've done that.
Fine. Now, do you see the one with the dog?
The puppy? Yes.
We've called that one Waiting for a Walk.
Say that again.
Waiting for a Walk. OK. Now, the Avenue of Stars picture is really of the Bruce Lee statue. So, we've changed this to Bruce Lee in the Avenue of Stars.
Bruce Lee in the... OK. Is Bruce B-R-U-C-E and Lee L-E-E?
Yeah. He's a real hero, don't you think? That's why we've decided to call it Bruce Lee in the Avenue of Stars. Now, the photo labelled Lantau Island should really be called Dragon Boat Festival.
OK, I'll cross out Lantau Island and write Dragon Boat Festival.
Oh, I forgot to say, we're not going to use the picture of the farmers in the New Territories either. So, can you cross that one out on your copy?
OK. I don't like that one either.
The last one we changed is the McDonald's in Shanghai. We've decided to call that one Fast Food in Shanghai.
OK. Fast Food in Shanghai. Great. Thanks for deciding on the names, David. Bye.
Bye.
That's the end of task two. Task three. One area of the exhibition will be for photos taken by teachers. You need to get information from some of those teachers and are now calling them. Listen to the four telephone conversations and fill in the table. Write the information in the spaces provided and put ticks in the appropriate boxes. You have 15 seconds to look at the table. Conversation 1.
Hello, is that Mr. Chu?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Mr. Chu, it's Jackie Ho, the president of the photography club.
Oh, hello, Jackie.
Mr. Chu, could I just ask you a couple of questions about the photo you sent to the exhibition? You know, it's a picture of a beach somewhere. I don't know where.
It's a beach in Thailand.
Oh, Thailand. It's really beautiful. It looks so peaceful there.
Yes, it was.
Right. Can I ask you what title you would like us to give the photo?
Oh, I don't know.
What about Mr. Chu's Holiday?
That's a good title.
Okay, let me just write that. Mr. Chu's Holiday. And when was your holiday in Thailand, Mr. Chu?
Oh, at Chinese New Year.
February, then?
Yes, it was.
Mr. Chu, will you be coming to the exhibition?
Yes, definitely.
Would you be able to bring your camera and take some photos of people at the exhibition?
Yes, I'd be very happy to do that.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chu. Bye.
You're welcome, Jackie. Goodbye.
Conversation 2. Robert Leung speaking.
Mr. Leung, it's Jackie Ho, the president of the school photography club.
Hello, Jackie. How can I help you?
Could I ask you a couple of questions about the photo you sent us for the exhibition?
Oh, you mean the school trip photo?
Yes.
The photo is of Form 5C at the top of Sunrise Peak.
Sunrise Peak? Where's that?
It's one of the highest mountains on Lantau.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's a great picture. Do you have a title for it, Mr. Leung?
I haven't thought about it. They did so well getting to the top. Maybe we should call it a great success.
A great success. That's a good title. Can you tell me when you took the picture?
Ah, now you're asking me. Oh, my memory's not so good these days. It was in January, I think. Yes, just before Chinese New Year. I don't know the exact date.
I'll put January. That's fine. Will you be coming to the exhibition next month?
Oh, of course. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Would you be able to bring your camera and take some pictures for us on the day?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jackie, but I've already promised to help with selling refreshments.
That's all right. Thank you, Mr. Leung. Goodbye.
Bye. Conversation 3.
Hello, Lee Manhoi speaking.
Mr. Lee, it's Jackie Ho, the president of the photography club. Do you have a few minutes to answer a couple of questions about your photograph in the exhibition?
Yes, certainly.
Am I right in thinking that the picture you took is a village in the New Territories?
Yes, that's right. It's a very old village near Sai Kung.
Okay, it's an old village in Sai Kung. Mr. Lee, what title would you give it?
I think this should be called A Place Where Time Stands Still.
A place where time... Oh, sorry, what did you say?
A place where time stands still. Stand still means nothing changes.
Still. S-T-I-L-L?
Yes. Haven't you heard that expression before?
No.
Well, probably because there aren't that many places where time stands still in Hong Kong.
Okay. So, when did you take that photo?
Early spring. I think it was March.
Right. And, Mr. Lee, will you be coming to the exhibition?
I'm afraid I'll be in China at a conference then, so sadly I won't be able to make it.
Okay. Well, have a nice time in China, and thank you for answering my questions.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Conversation 4.
Hello, Mrs. Waters. This is Jackie Ho, the president of the photography club.
Oh, hello, Jackie.
I was wondering if you could just answer a couple of questions about the photograph you gave us for the exhibition.
Yes, of course. I'm really looking forward to this exhibition.
Oh, good. So, are you coming?
Oh, yes.
Will you bring your camera and take some photos at the exhibition for us?
Oh, my camera is being repaired. I don't know if it'll be ready by then, I'm afraid. If it is, I'll bring it.
Thanks. Can you tell me a bit about your photo? Are all these people in the picture your family?
No, only my parents and my husband are there. The rest are friends. So it's family and friends. It was taken when I went back to England to visit my family. And we were all having afternoon tea.
I see. What do you think we should call the picture?
Tea in an English garden, I think.
Tea in an English garden. Good. It's such a pretty garden.
My mother and father spend a lot of time gardening.
And when did you take this picture?
Oh, when I was there for Easter. April.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Waters. And I look forward to seeing you at the exhibition. Goodbye.
You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Thank you.
That's the end of task 3. Now you will have 4 minutes to read tasks 4, 5 and 6 and study the data file before you do the tasks. Now turn to pages 2 and 3 of the data file and look at the advertisement for the music club's Christmas concert and your plan for the invitation letter to parents and special guests. You will listen to a conversation between you and Mrs. Cheong, one of your teachers. As you listen, make changes to the 2006 Music Club's Christmas concert advertisement on page 2 of the data file, which can help you complete the advertisement for the 2007 Photography Club's annual exhibition on page 6 of the question answer book. Mrs. Cheong will also tell you how to write the invitation letter for parents and special guests. Take notes on Jackie's plan for the invitation letter to parents and special guests on page 3 of the data file so that later you can use the information to help you complete task 6. Now turn to pages 2 and 3 of the data file. You will have 30 seconds to look at the note sheets before the conversation begins.
Hello, Mrs. Cheong. It's Jackie Ho here. I'm phoning because you said that you would help me prepare the leaflet to advertise our photography club exhibition. I'm not sure what to do.
Right, Jackie. Do you have a copy of the music club's Christmas concert advert I gave you for reference? I think you should do something like that.
Yes, I've got it here, right in front of me.
So, use that and just make changes to it for your advert. Let me look at my copy here. First of all, you need to change the club name, of course. Music to photography. Then the year should be 2007. And are you calling it a photo exhibition still?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Now, change Christmas concert to photo exhibition.
Okay, I've done that.
Right. So, the next thing you need to change is the date. Have you seen the email from Mr. Lau, the principal, on that? The one I forwarded to you?
Yes. We've agreed with him on the date.
So, you can change that.
Yes. I'll check the principal's email later, and then I'll change it. Should we include the time as well?
Yes. I think you should put the time it starts and finishes. It starts at 2, doesn't it?
Yes, it starts at 2 p.m. and it finishes at 7 p.m.
Of course, sir. We're not going to be anywhere as great as Festival Walk. So you need to change Festival Walk to Kowloon College School Hall.
What about the next bit? An exhibition isn't really entertainment, is it?
No. So, you need to say something like, come along on Saturday and enjoy an afternoon of activities with us.
Come along on Saturday and enjoy an afternoon of activities with us. Okay.
Now, where they have the Christmas carols, you need to list the types of photos that you'll have. I think you said you have 6 categories, like scenic places in Hong Kong.
Actually, we changed that one and a couple of others because we wanted something that sounded better. I'll check the exhibition floor plan for the names of categories of photos. And actually, if I remember correctly, there are 7 categories now.
So, copy the list of names there and write a title above them saying, Wonderful Photos Taken by Students and Staff.
Wonderful Photos Taken by Students and Staff.
Then, for the next part, in the lower box, where they have popular Christmas songs, you put other events.
Other events. Okay, and here I'll write competitions, prizes, talks, and family photos.
But what's family photos?
Some teachers are bringing their cameras and will take photos of students and their families.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Right. Let me just check the list of events again. Competitions, prizes, talks, family photos. So, can I keep and lots more too?
Yes, if there is lots more.
Well, in that case, I don't think I'll include and lots more.
At the bottom, don't forget to change programs to brochures.
How do you spell brochures, Mrs. Cheung?
B-R-O-C-H-U-R-E-S. Brochures.
Thanks. Then how much do you think we should charge for the brochures?
Well, they're going to be in black and white, not colour, right?
Yes.
I think you should charge $5 each. Yeah, don't forget to include proceeds to charity, as we have to tell our guests what the money is for. Now, what about the invitation letter to the parents and the special guests on the opening day? How are you getting on with that?
Well, I haven't actually started yet, but I've got a plan of everything I want to say. Please wait a second. Let me get my plan for the invitation letter to parents and special guests first. Oh, here it is. I'm going to start by inviting them to the opening of the exhibition.
Good. Remember to tell them to come 1 hour earlier.
Oh, yes. I'll tell them to come at 1 p.m. on Saturday, the 7th of July, to have a special welcome drink with the principal before the exhibition is open to everyone.
Since we're selling brochures at $5 each, we should tell them where the money will go to in your letter.
I agree with you. I thought I would also mention the charity we're supporting this year in the letter.
That's a good idea.
Yes, we've done a survey on which charity people would like our club to support. I'll check the charity survey results on our website. Right then, I'll write about what to do and see at the exhibition. I'll tell them about the photos that they can see.
Yes, do tell them how many photos will be on display.
Yes, I'll remember.
Good.
Should we also include the details of the talks we have this year?
I think you should, as this year one of our guests is Christopher Doyle, who's a world-famous cinematographer and photographer. I'm sure many people will be interested in his talk.
Yes. Winnie has given me the details of the two speakers for the talk, and I'll mention them in the invitation letter as well, to make it more interesting.
When you finish the letter, let me have a quick look at it. Well done, Jackie. You're doing great work here.
Thank you, Mrs. Cheung. Goodbye.
Bye, Jackie.
That's the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete tasks 4, 5, and 6. An announcement will be made when the time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.